realms of Senith.
I'm glad Craig missed that.
Oh, for fuck's sake. I keep finding different items. How much would Bracers of Defense cost?
Those would be about 6,000 gold.
Okay, so I'll stick with Ring of Protection for now then. That makes sense because it's technically better than the Ring of Protection, sort of. It forgoes the plus one to saving throw for an extra plus one to AC, so it's plus two.
Good items at the shop.
Yes, the king has spent some considerable amount of time and influence trying to make sure these shops get stocked for when you had returned from Aerofort. There's actually an official order if any of you dig through some of the goings-on at the palace talking about putting money towards this. And as you're perusing the shops, you'd probably overhear a lot of conversation about it. Proud shopkeepers saying, yeah, we finally are getting taken seriously.
60,000 gold pieces for the warning weapons? A lot.
That's uncommon, too. What the fuck?
Well, advantage on initiative is nice.
Oh, okay. That makes more
but
sense.
Still, wow.
It makes some sense, at least.
It completely negates watches as well. Wakes everybody up.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what's the order? Is it like uncommon, rare, very rare, legendary?
Common, uncommon, rare, very rare, legendary. I think you got it right, yeah.
We have 10K, you said?
Yep, as a personal stipend. If you don't feel like spending it all, you can put it towards the pool, for example.
What is sanity category?
Well, I meant to remove that. That's more for me, but
yeah,
that just describes, you know, what to expect on my end.
Mm-hmm.
Like if somebody can suddenly fly with wings of flying, that yeah. kind of changes.
That's exactly what I was looking at.
Yeah.
Game changing.
Maybe I should let you know I intend to take the fly spell sometime soon.
No, I think Diamond just wants this obsidian steed. That's all she wants. She just wants the pony.
Walks into a magic store. I want the pony.
Oh, man. That's super. You're talking about the obsidian steed. That's
super expensive.
Yeah. So while everyone's like perusing this shop, the second one anyway, you're just kind of standing there staring at this figurine that's behind like, you know, dirty glass or something. So what's going on?
Pretty much. I'm just like, I want the pony.
A figurine that costs 128,000 gold.
I know, it's so expensive, but I want it.
What the fuck kind of figurine is that? I can't even find it in the DMG.
Obsidian steed. This polished obsidian horse can become a nightmare for up to 24 hours. The nightmare fights only to defend itself. Once it has been used, it can't be used again until 5 days have passed. If you have good alignment, the figurine has 10% chance each time you use it to ignore your orders, including a command to revert to figurine form. If you mount the nightmare while it's ignoring your orders, you and the nightmare are instantly teleported to a random location on the plane of Hades, where the nightmare reverts to figurine form.
That's a little underwhelming for 128,000 gold. I don't remember what nightmares are exactly. I do remember they are, I think they're horses. They're like the opposite of unicorns.
They're like fiery hooves.
Yeah. I just don't remember how good they are.
I don't think they're like
high CR. The nightmare can grant resistance to fire damage to anyone riding it. Armor class is 13.
I think the really good thing about it is there isn't a charge to it.
Can I use scrolls?
I can't remember the specific rules on using a scroll to cast magic. I'm going to look that up, unless somebody knows off the top of their head.
Spell scrolls. Bear the words of a single spell written in a mystical cipher. Spells on your class spell list, you can read the scroll and cast it. Its spell without providing any material components. Otherwise, the scroll is unintelligible.
I don't.
So you need to have the class mm-hmm. to...
Yeah,
for the spell, scroll.
I don't think monks can cast spells directly. I think they have their own kind of spell casting.
They don't.
So, like, could I use a scroll, though?
Of druid, if it's on your class spell list, of druid spell.
So, I don't know. Do I have non-detection? I don't think I do, because that feels like it'd be useful.
Interesting. It's a ranger spell, but not a druid.
Mm.
That is interesting.
So, but anybody can use a wand.
Oh, it says available for bard, ranger, wizard.
Yeah, there's not a lot of wands, but you can use one.
Oh, I have healing word. I know I have that. I could do that.
So it says Vicious quarterstaff?
I think that adds 7 damage to critical hits. Something like that.
All right, but I'm just wondering, we can get that on some other weapon, right? It doesn't just have to be the quarterstaff.
If you get it custom ordered, yeah. You don't really get critical hits that often, though.
Well, it's only 350. I don't know.
What kind of weapon are you thinking? Like, are you thinking darts or something?
I mean, I was going to do the +1 to my dart because I use those a lot. That's like my only distance thing. But I don't know if I should be looking for a new weapon just to try and do more damage.
What's your primary melee weapon? Is it a quarterstaff?
Well, right now I have the quarterstaff that, you know, I had to start with. And then I got that spear from Mara that's magical. It's actually better than my quarterstaff. But then Monk's main thing, I guess, is supposed to be a short sword. I don't know.
I think I kind of want the dancing sword. I don't know. Maybe. Cool. It flies. It's cool.
For context, on Alita, a +2 quarterstaff would be 4,000 gold. Same with a +2 spear.
It's actually not bad.
+2 spear, 4,000.
Once you start getting to +3, we're looking at about 6,000 gold. I'm sorry, 16,000 gold.
Okay, so if I wanted to do Vicious Spear for a custom order, is that going to cost me more?
A Vicious Spear would be 351 gold.
So it's going to cost me one more?
I suppose it is.
What about like a glaive? Is that something it won't even show me that one. I guess that's way too.
I linked the glaive on Dyson Info for you. It's a martial weapon. I don't know if you're proficient in martial.
I mean, that's what it says all of mine are. All of mine are martial arts.
It says starting proficiencies for a monk are simple weapons and short swords.
Yeah, I just don't know what simple weapons.
I can find a list.
I got one. I don't know why there's that little highlight on strike. The thing above it is a spear.
Somebody was excited about that.
The SRD link above it, I think, has a bit more stuff on there, but I'm not sure. Either way, it's the same stuff.
Pretty much.
And I'll have link to all the different weapon properties.
It looks like the only difference in the SRD link is it has links to everything, and it has prices for ammunition.
I just noticed that a lance is not a heavy weapon.
I think it would be.
It's the only D12 weapon I'm noticing. R2-D6 weapon that doesn't have heavy on it, so like a halfling with a lance.
Oh, God.
Incoming NPC.
Oh, you want the price on that? I'm sorry, I just saw that generic.
Yeah, just curious if those are two things that I could grab. They don't seem too broken.
It's 8K on the magic missile one. What's the other one you wanted? Staff of Healing?
Yeah.
Ooh.
13
Wow. Can't afford that.
Might be able to with the group stipend.
Yeah, I was just about to say that.
Give me your group money.
I mean, I don't know what else we're going to spend the group money on.
I need stuff.
Where's the staff of chicken? Get you one of those.
There's a staff of chicken? Where does such item exist?
I don't know.
Probably where can I find it?
Probably in some dragon's lair.
Does the king know where it exists? This sounds like a quest.
Probably.
Let's abandon our quest and go find the staff of chicken.
We gotta save Morid, unfortunately for you.
I don't know this Morid, but is he worth all the trouble?
Yes.
Have you ever had a staff that makes beautifully cooked chicken?
I don't like chicken that much.
Blasphemy.
I mean,
if that's how you feel about it.
Speaking of Morid, did everybody see Morid's letter?
Yeah.
Honestly, he seems like a jerk. How much is a spell storing item? Is that more?
That's quite a bit. Ring of spell storing is 24,000.
Ooh.
By the way, as you're making these inquiries into costs, you see that the storekeepers each have a book that they're writing in, and the costs are written magically underneath it after a few moments of them writing their inquiry.
Are there any other like animal things like this?
In existence, or do you mean available here?
Here.
The storekeep shakes their head. No, we just have this one. But they're all very expensive, he says. And he checks and he says, actually, no, they're all different costs.
I heard once about a non-edible bird. It was silver.
Oh, a silver raven?
Yeah, might be it.
That's 5,000 gold.
So you can get me one?
Yeah.
Okay, she puts down 5,000. That's all I want.
Very interesting choice.
He writes back, or he marks down the order and everything, and notes that you've been quite interested in the obsidian steed. And he's looking at his book for a little while, then he looks back up. He's like, actually, Diamond, it would seem that your obsidian steed has been paid for.
Oh, what? Well, thanks.
He closes the book and kind of wipes his hands together real quick and walks over to the shelf that has it and puts his hands up, unlocks the glass that just like fades away, and he reaches in and hands it to you.
Who paid for it?
Oh my God. Yeah, who paid for it? I gotta thank them.
He says it's a fair bit anonymous.
Anonymous?
It's an anonymous gift.
Okay. She just takes it and puts it in her pocket. All right. Well, I'm happy with my life choices.
He says, okay, so the gifter does have a message for you. It's a short one. They just say, for all of the troubles.
For all of the troubles? What could that possibly mean? Who could have possibly sent this? What troubles has anyone caused me?
He says, if I'm to be honest, I don't actually know who your benefactor is.
What did they look like?
Oh, I've never seen them. I just, you know, and he points at the book. He's like, these showed up when we started setting up this magical item network to start funding this adventuring.
Okay, maybe I should get a stone of wisdom too. So that's like all my money. Yeah, that's 8,000. So I only have like 2,000.
Storekeep shrugs and says, well, that dancing short sword you're looking at, it's 2,000. If you're still interested.
You just want me to spend all my money, don't you?
Yeah, that's kind of how a store works.
Yeah. So it's
probably store credit, right? A stipend. So he only gets the money if you spend it. The king isn't going to just give you his money. We just got like a voucher, like a gift card. So if you spend it all, the shop, he gets it all.
Erevan spent all his and then some. Barely have anything left.
All right, I'll buy the dancing sword too. Take all my money, why don't you?
Says, I'll even knock off the 10 gold.
Oh, thanks. I'm really just thankful for this pony here, and she pats her pocket. Thank you. Make sure you tell whoever paid for it thank you for me.
Certainly. Is that everybody's shopping done, or is Alita still shopping?
Okay.
I'm pretty sure.
I think I know what I want.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead and just mark it off onto your sheet, or add it, I should say, if it's something that is in the story, store anyway.
Okay. I was going to do plus one dart. Let's see. Oh, I didn't know I could do that. Okay. How do I change it in here?
On D&D Beyond?
Yeah.
What are you trying to do?
Well, if I get the plus one to dart, then I need to change like the hit, right? To be
sure.
One more.
So yeah. So you go to inventory on your character sheet.
Okay.
Next to that, there's a manage inventory, and then you can look up dart plus one and hit add. Like if you just type in dart on the filter there, it'll pull up, and then you'll hit add.
Is there another little box or something that you have to click to add it to your weapons that are available?
Yeah, you can watch my screen if you want.
I see. That doesn't look like it did it. Yeah.
So manage inventory. Go to dart. Hit add to equipment.
Uh-huh.
Dart plus one added. And you see that it's in here. And then okay, we want to click on the dart here.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And then if you go to actions, now you have a dart plus one in your attack with everything all calculated.
Okay, so then I should take off the regular dart.
You could, because you only have one of them unless you're buying a bunch. So you could keep both and like throw this and you have to make sure you go pick it up.
Oh, well, I wasn't doing that. I know they said that, like, I started with 20 or something, I think. Is it going to tell me somewhere? Or do I need to buy darts? Or do I just pretend like I've been picking them up all the time?
I presume that your character would be picking them up after the battle. I don't hold it against you for not, you know, declaring that. I don't think you fought anything that would have damaging properties to it. Like, there are monsters that will destroy your weapons if they aren't magical, but you haven't run into those yet.
Okay, so I was gonna do the plus two spear.
Okay. The plus two spear would be something that you order, right? It's not in the shop.
Right, so do I have to wait on adding that?
You can go ahead and add it. Just wait until you actually get the Bander to have it equipped, or to use it, I should say. Like, you can equip it, but you won't actually have access to it until you physically get it.
Okay, so how do I like combine these though? Because what I have is a spear plus one. Do I need to do spear plus three then?
No. You already have a plus one spear?
Yeah.
You could trade that in at full credit if you wanted. So that would be 1,000 gold. And then the plus two could be added. But okay, yeah, I'm sorry. Let me delete that. Keep the plus one spear for now until you get the plus two.
Right, okay. Okay, but it was magical.
Yeah, it'd be a separate item that you would add to your character sheet.
Okay, the plus two so spear. These are totally separate items, not like adding to what I had. So that's different than what I was thinking.
Yep.
So maybe I don't want to do that since this one's magical.
Are you asking if you don't want to buy the plus two spear?
Right.
It's hard for me to make that decision for you. Plus two is better than a plus one, but it's
could
not going to be.
Could make it magical game. For me again?
It'll be magical.
Okay, so now what about... But I could add the vicious to the plus two spear, right?
It would I'm uncertain about that. I'll look into it.
Like a vicious spear plus two.
That sounds deadly.
I mean, it's a very, you know, I don't think that vicious enchantment should be that much money, really. Chance of rolling a 20 aren't that high.
Yeah, the vicious one in 20. Is only like a few hundred gold, I think.
Yeah, one in 20, right?
Yeah, 5%.
The rule of cool, man. Are there potions here too?
Yeah.
Like weird ones?
God. Maybe not like weird ones, but you could order some, I would imagine. Is there a specific one you're looking for?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Potion of let's get weird.
Potion of chicken.
I don't see let's get weird. Yeah. I didn't type it in.
Because the link, you don't want to do that link.
What is it like? Oh, never mind.
Okay, so are you still deciding if I can have vicious spear plus two?
Yeah, I'm still looking at it.
Mord, would you be able to make it magical?
Hmm?
Would you be able to make it magical again, or is that not a thing?
What magical again?
Well, the spear you gave me that was magical. Like, could you make another spear magical?
Yeah, so I think that's from my Artificer thing, right? Is that what that was from?
I don't know.
Yeah, so yeah, it's one of those things. It might not be magical right now.
Oh.
Because Mord's not here.
Oh, right. I keep wanting to
send
Mord, them a letter that would probably be sent to somebody else instead, right?
I think he can only do like a plus one at this level. He can make some things, but yeah, you're better off having something that's more consistent.
Okay.
Oddly enough, I'm not even seeing people asking the question anywhere.
I mean, it's up to you, but I wouldn't think it's game breaking. You roll a 20, you get 7 damage. Okay. You're already doing critical damage. You're just adding 7 damage. It's not, you know, unless you get to hide your rolls, in which case it's a 20 every time. I'll send you a picture. It's true. I'll send you a picture of me rolling a 20. Just a still life picture.
Of you pointing at the 20.
I did it, guys.
Well, you guys can hear it on my phone when I get it.
So, I think I'm going to just go ahead and roll that. You can special order a vicious plus two weapon.
Nice. Okay, so now let me see if I can figure out how to make that.
You would have to actually make a special item.
Oh, like the add custom item?
Yep.
Or you could just rename the weapon and then remember to add the plus seven manually.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, where do I rename it?
I have no idea.
Oh, okay, I think I found it. As long as I don't name it Vicious Pear. Okay, the last thing I was thinking about was the elemental gem, the emerald.
I'm sorry, which gem?
It says the elemental gem emerald. Let's see, it said you crush it and conjure... that one's the water elemental.
Okay.
Can I use that one or not? Maybe I can't.
Yeah. It's used once you use it, though. It's consumable.
So what do you guys think? Would it be nice to have one of those?
I was going to buy one, too. Or is there only one?
No, there's a couple of the consumables that you can assume that there's several of each. Have you decided which potion you wanted to look up?
Just like random ones. Like I would imagine like generics like a cell sword. He's always like, what am I doing? Okay. And he like buys the stuff that you want, like basic healing or like resistant to necrotic if we're going to fight a mummy, that sort of thing.
There's a potion of growth.
Okay. How much is that?
Use that to make your chickens massive.
270 gold for the growth potion.
Okay. There's a potion of love. I love chicken.
Would that make chickens love you?
I could only hope.
Make the chicken massive, then give it a potion of love and propose.
You said, you said how much? 240 gold?
You might need to buy the ring of invisibility for it.
Yeah, it was 270, sorry.
270.
Use my animal skills to summon him a chicken.
You could shapeshift into a chicken.
No, he might eat me. That'd be terrible.
What was the healing thing?
Maybe if
you wanted
a pet chicken.
Yeah.
Potion of superior healing is 450 gold, and there are some here.
Is there any other like resistance potions or any other weird stuff?
Potion of healing is 50 gold, also here. Potion of resistance to necrotic?
Yeah, or like restoration or anything like that. Because I'm thinking of like mummy rot.
The restoration seems to only come in scrolls.
Fair.
Not sure.
Fair. What about oil of slipperiness?
Okay. Resistance against necrotic in a potion form is 300 gold.
Okay.
Hey, what is this scroll of Toll the Dead?
I don't think that's a very good spell, Jack.
I was just thinking we're about to go fight the dead, so I don't know if that could be useful.
If the target is missing any hit points, it will take 1d12 necrotic damage. Otherwise, it's 1d8.
Yeah, if anything, it's going to be resistant to that.
You asked about oil of slipperiness. That's 450 gold.
Well worth it.
Is scroll of grease not the same thing?
The grease puts like a slippery thing on the ground and makes it difficult. Oil of slipperiness is when you, I pour the oil can over my head, basically, and then apply the oil and it takes 10 minutes. Then I get freedom of movement for 8 hours, really. Or I could throw it on the ground and make a grease. The effect of the grease spell for 8 hours. But freedom of movement's really good if people are locking you down. I mean, having like a, this character might be like a temporary one, or it might be long-term depending on what happens to Morid, but so I'm just grabbing like utility stuff just in case he's like a nobody, right? If he's done, then okay. So I don't want to invest in like, you know, ordering things like I would for a long-term character. So I'm grabbing like the oil slipperiness, potions of growth, necrotic resistance, just weird things. The elemental gem, it's a one-time use. Gem of Brightness. I've got almost 2,000 left.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I've got a little over 4,000. So if there's something we needed as a group...
Stack up on, like, things we think we would need then as a group for, like, health potions, whatever that necrotic is, things that would help us in this upcoming mission.
I'll be right back.
All right, take your time.
What about an alchemy jug?
What's an alchemy jug?
Yeah, it's a ceramic jug that appears to be able to hold a gallon of liquid and weighs 12 pounds, whether full or empty. Sloshing sounds can be heard from within the jug and it's shaken even if the jug is empty. I can use an action and name one liquid from a table below to cause the jug to produce the chosen liquid. Afterward, I can uncork the jug as an action and pour the liquid out, up to 2 gallons per minute. The maximum amount of liquid in the jug produced depends on the liquid you name.
Can we get a wagon to carry the jug?
It's only 12 pounds.
I don't want to carry around 12 pounds.
I will once you hear what you can make. Once the jug produces a liquid, it can't produce a different one or more than one that has reached its maximum until the next dawn. Okay, you can make beer, 4 gallons. You could make honey, 1 gallon. You could make fresh water, 8 gallons. You can make wine, 1 gallon. And the most important thing you can make is mayonnaise, 2 gallons.
That's a lot of... For conditioning your hair?
Yeah. Love It for Cider, whatever it's called. What is that called?
What?
That guy, what's that show?
Oh, Ed?
Yeah, Ed. What's he from?
Oh, what is that? Hey, Roxy. Ed with mayonnaise in his hair. What's the show is that?
90 Day Fiancé.
Is that what it was? 90 Day Fiancé, is that right?
I don't know. Hold on, I'm going to throw the thing in the... Hold on.
By the way, it's 6,000 gold pieces for that alchemy jug.
Oh, that's way too much.
Yeah, my character can forage.
Yeah, she can find mayonnaise for you.
mean, I might skip the mayonnaise, but I'll be able to feed us if we...
Generic needs mayonnaise for his hair.
Does Generic right now in the shop putting mayonnaise in his hair?
We'll just get some eggs and make it.
Put that jug down.
Well, how much do you want for the alchemy jug? How much are you willing to pay?
For the alchemy jug? Well, yeah. I'd be willing to pay $1,990.
Okay.
All right. Alchemy jug. He immediately makes it make beer, and he starts tying one on.
Great, a drunk.
Hey, we're not on duty. Let's adventure started. We're in town.
We're in town using the king's money.
He bought me an alchemy jug for beer and mayonnaise.
What the fuck?
I'm back. What the fuck is going on?
So would, like, egg out of the shell be a liquid?
What came first? Chicken?
The chicken fetus liquid.
I mean, yeah, I whisk it up. It's basically liquid, right? You could be making a scrambled eggs every morning.
The alchemy jug is not on Beyond. Why not? I just made a custom item that said alchemy jug, but I'm just afraid I have to have it.
All right, any other items for people?
Does anyone have any ideas what we should buy with the group money or whatever the fuck?
Chickens or turkey.
Girls, I think we should just chicken. Buy
like potions and stuff like that we need. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, you know what's good?
We should make sure we get that at least.
Wands are neat because they recharge it every day and they give like utility things like the wand of web for tying things up, or if they have other wands here, you know, that you can attune to do things. And they can be used by anybody.
Some of them. Some spells require attunement by a spellcaster. Others don't even require attunement at all.
Yeah.
How much would a wand of fireballs cost?
Whoa.
I want to blow shit up.
Wand of fireballs is 32,000 gold.
Yeah, I figured it'd be steep.
How much do we have in the party fund? 10?
I think it's like 50, something like that.
It's 50K?
I think.
Mm-hmm. What?
Well, at least 40K, right?
40K.
Because 10,000 per person.
Oh.
Whoa.
Okay, 50,000 as Amir walks in. He's like, hey, guys.
All right, 50,000. Hey, Amir. Let's buy some stuff for us.
Who's this guy?
Old friend.
All right. Do you like chicken, Amir?
Oh, hell yeah. He points outside, and outside the door, you can see that there's like chicken coops being put onto wagons and stuff. He's like, yeah, we got that sorted out right over there. We're going to have plenty of chicken for the road.
Amir, you and I are going to be great friends.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. Here's your black pack.
Thank you. I forgot about that. Thanks, Samir. You are actually the best.
You two are going to get along just fine. Best of friends already.
It's like Robin Big or something. You ever see that?
Talking about my best friend. No, you haven't seen Robin Big? Okay.
I haven't seen like anything. I didn't see, what was that called? Good Runnings or something? Cool Runnings?
Cool Runnings, yeah.
Yeah.
You still haven't saw that?
No, I seen it recently now.
Okay.
In a watch party. It was Kung Fury and then Cool Runnings.
What the fuck?
That's Robin Big. There's a little skateboarder dude and this big guy.
Well then.
Okay, so I guess my character can't have any armor, but does anybody else who can wear armor have armor?
You can wear braces of defense.
I'm in clothes. So
wear the bracers.
I don't
So I don't have any.
Yeah, rings of protection, amulets of natural armor, amulets of protection. All those raise not only your armor class by one, but it raises your saving throws by one as well. So any of those protection items are great. So we can use party funds for that kind of stuff too. They're going to be expensive. I mean,
I don't see them here. But
with my personal funds, I got a flame tongue greatsword and a ring of protection. I was thinking maybe use the party funds to swap out the ring of protection for braces of defense.
How much is the brace? How much are the bracers?
Like, I forget. It was somewhere around 8,000, I think. The ring of protection was 4,300.
Bracers of defense are 6,000 gold.
That wouldn't take much at all if I swap them out. So
you're not wearing armor at all, right?
I have plus one half plate.
Well, then you can't use the bracers then.
Oh, yeah.
If the AC is wearing neither armor nor a shield.
I have neither armor or a shield.
Also, maybe. Why don't we get two pairs of those with the party funds because, well, Generic's drunk and passed out. Yeah, so out of character, like if we bolster some defense, like grabbing two of those, maybe a, like, how much is a ring of protection?
4,300.
Yeah, I mean, that's not a bad spend either.
So what about the amulets? What kind of amulets are there?
This is all special order stuff at this point, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so if we got two bracers of defense for Diamond and I, is that the idea?
Yeah, what's your ACs now?
15, I think. Hold on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, 15.
Mine's 16.
That wouldn't be a bad spend. I mean, rings of protection are nice. It doesn't give you a 2 AC, but it gives you those plus to all of your saving throws, which is really good. So
I think you could stack the ring with the bracers, right?
You can. But I mean, you know, the backline people don't really need to have super high AC, but
yeah,
you definitely need saves for, you know, random effects, you know, like the any kind of special attacks and things. So adding some to your, like a ring of protection is like a basic, you know, D&D item. That's what you always want, something like that. When I play a caster, I always want a ring of spell storing. I don't care too much about my AC if I'm a caster because, you know, I'm going to get hit regardless, no matter how much of this I put my money into. But I will like throw in things like the things that affect my AC and give me a benefit, like the rings of protection and amulets of protection, which you can stack. So if there's one piece of advice, that would be something that I would
to go with the ring over the bracer.
Yeah. So like for a Diamond, I wouldn't say you need the bracers as much, but the ring of protection, yeah, because a new shapeshift, you don't get to keep the like an armor protection anyway, I don't think, right? You take on the armor class of the monster you turn into?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, you're not really going to be up front unless you turn into something, in which case it doesn't matter if you have it or not, right? For Alita, she's going to be up front all the time, right? So having things that boost your AC so you get hit less is going to help, you know? For Diamond, I would say things that give you better attack stuff or, you know, make you more versatile, like maybe some scrolls or something that do spells that you don't have currently or saves your spell slots for something later might be something to think about too.
What do you mean when you says save my slots for later?
Yeah, so anything you'd use consumable-wise, like if we use potions instead of casting a heal spell, right? Or if you have like some of these scrolls that are available, like we look at, what is it? Must be on number one or something. All right, I'm looking at, let me go to, there's one that has all scrolls pretty much.
Don't you have to have
the spell?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so any of these that you might have on your list, these are cheap, you know, like scroll of non-detection you might have or mass healing word you might have. So like if all of us, like the thing with healing word is like you don't really want to use it just to heal. You'll use mass healing word to like say I get beat up and I'm like unconscious, I'm rolling death saves, healing word, boom, you get me back up on my feet. So those things are super, and it's also ranged, right? You might have inflict wounds because you have cure wounds. You might have flaming sphere. I'm not sure.
I have inflict wounds or flaming spear.
I think to answer your question about the saving slots is that when you use a scroll to cast a spell, it's not going to use your character's spell slots to do it. Yeah. The magic comes from the scroll itself and not from your character.
Okay.
Hence the utility of having like healing scrolls.
Yeah, you could use those instead. So any of that's utilities, you know. But the gem of the metal gem emerald, you just chuck that and boom, you've got a elemental, at least fighting stuff. Wings of flying wouldn't be bad for somebody either that uses ranged attacks mostly. You can pop out some bat wings and fly around for a bit. For underground, it doesn't help, but maybe we'll be in a cavernous area. Non-detection, I don't know if you have that. That's a good one.
I don't think I have non-detection. I didn't see it in any of them.
I haven't played a druid in a long time.
What are we up to? Fourth level skills?
Yeah, with these, you can go as high as you want, right? With a scroll, you just have to roll a check to see if you can cast it. It's just got to be on your spell list of what you could cast.
I'm looking at it right now. Can we get custom scrolls?
Yeah. So as Amir pointed out, people are getting ready to leave Elkwood with you and join you on your march to Moradville. There are actually druids that are at the palace that could be spending their time making you some scrolls. Because this might have been before you joined up, like one session before. There was another druid that decided they wanted to start like a grove in Elkwood.
What about conjure woodland beings?
Well, that sounds fun.
What's the sanity on that one? Their DM?
Consumable. It's 640 gold.
That is all it is?
Yeah.
Oh my God, buy that.
She would have that at Moridville. Or no, she would have that now. Never mind.
So you summon fey creatures that appear
in the scroll of what?
Conjure woodland beings. So you can call up fey creatures to fight for you. One fey creature of challenge rating 2 or lower, 2 of 1 or lower, 4 of half or lower, or 8 of quarter or lower. And I've seen a druid use that to like cast like 8 snakes. Just start biting people and poisoning people.
Oh, wow. God.
Complete chaos.
No, it is. Yeah, keep in mind, though, it gets really confusing and like hard to keep track when you have 8 creatures plus yourself on your turn. So that's up to you whether you want to have like 1 or 2 plus yourself to deal with or have 8.
Not 8. That's too much.
Yeah. So the spell is really fun, though. So we can look up if you use it, we can look up what you can conjure and then you just choose which one. We can help you find the stat blocks for them. But it's a fun spell. It's like if we get mobbed by something, to have something like that is kind of neat.
Which spell was it?
Conjure Woodland Being.
What level is it?
4th.
Oh, okay, I see it. And how much was it?
640 gold, if I recall.
Oh, 640. Okay, I'm trying to make us a tab here.
Okay, so I just, with the group money, I just have the Ring of Protection so far.
Okay, that one was 4,000 what?
300.
300, okay, and we were going to do 1 Bracer of Defense, 8,000. Get you a Conjure Woodland Being, 640. What other scrolls did you want?
There is a couple corrections if you're running the tab here.
Oh, okay.
The Bracers of Defense are 6,000 gold.
Oh, 6. Okay, that's better.
And the Ring of Protection is 3,500. I think what happened is I had a considerable markup for Bainder. That might be where there's some discrepancy. I'm going to remove that.
So Ring of Protection, 3,500?
Yeah.
And I can apply that to my own?
Yes.
So a 300 or a 3rd level spell for either paladin or druid. How much would that be?
3rd level spell for paladin or druid.
Mm-hmm.
Give me an example.
Revivify.
400 gold.
Okay. And would they have diamonds worth 300 gold pieces as well?
You don't need the material components on scrolls, I think.
That's
right?
True. That's true. So yeah. Can we take 2 of those?
Yep.
Okay. So, 1 for me, 1 for you.
Yeah, so Revivify is you can touch a creature that's died within the last minute, and that creature returns to life with 1 hit point. But it takes,
I think,
like,
I have this on my thing.
Yeah, you need a 300 gold piece diamond.
Yeah. Attack.
So if we have one of those.
I have Revivify in my spell list.
Perfect.
Okay, so we just need 1 of those.
Well, do you have the diamond? Do you have a diamond?
No. I mean, my name's Diamond, so I guess I could be the diamond.
So what would?
Oh.
So like you could consume your life to give somebody else life. That's kind of poetic.
I think on Revivify the spell, it will consume each time you cast it 300 gold of diamonds.
Yep.
And there you can get as many diamonds. Well, maybe up to like 5 here that are worth 300 gold.
Well, maybe we do that.
Okay. I'll get like 5 diamonds per diamond.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, this is going to bring somebody back to life if they die.
If you buy 5 of them, that's 1,500 gold from the party.
Worth it.
Okay,
and then diamonds. If you want...
Because then I don't need the scroll, because like, I can just do it.
Yeah, if you have spell slots. And then in case you fall, then somebody else should have it.
Okay, but Generic needs to buy the scroll.
Yep.
So how much is that?
It was 400, right?
Yep, 400 gold for a scroll of Revivify.
And then you don't need actual diamonds for that one, or you do?
No. Just give all the diamonds to Diamond.
Okay.
the diamond keep.
Okay, so we're at 12,040.
Is there anything else? Anybody else? Everybody has a magic weapon, right?
Yeah.
I chose other things. I have an obsidian horse. I take it out and show everyone. It's so pretty. I start petting it. Oh, it's so cute. I love it.
There is a +3 club that the shopkeep takes down and shows it to y'all. It's like, this is a very druid weapon, right?
It is.
It's a big stick.
That's expensive.
Yeah, but what, you're saying it's magic?
He nods. Yeah, it's the +3 club that he's showing to you.
So if it's +3, it has magic?
Yeah, it's a magical weapon. You add 3 to the attack and damage. I would like to point out that he's kind of...
Oh, I have a dancing sword. I have a magical weapon. I'm sorry, I lied.
Oh. He puts a club back away.
Oh.
Forgot I bought the dancing sword. I'm sorry.
So I guess I don't know if I actually have a magical weapon anymore, since you said that Amorid not being here means it's not magical.
He pulls the club back
down. Did you buy the dart?
Yeah, the dart plus one. Does that make it magical?
Yes.
Aren't your fists magic this level?
Are they? Where do I find that?
Near monk stuff.
Monk stuff.
Your circle? I don't know if it's the same for monks.
Probably they have like a way or something. What level are we? 4, 5, 7, 12.
I think we're 4, 5.
Level 5.
Yeah, 5.
It's at 6 level. So next level, her unarmed strikes will be magical.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We should be pretty close to 6 level by now.
Is that like a hint?
Wink, wink.
Well, don't you have a quarterstaff coming to us at Bainder?
Spear,
vicious plus 2 spear?
Vicious spear plus 2.
That's pretty solid. Yeah. So we just have to get you through till then, right?
So what kind of scrolls do you want, Diamond? Weren't we going to get you some scrolls?
I think we just got the Conjure Woodland and, where was that, 4th level?
Mm-hmm.
Conjure Woodland Beings, we got that on there. We were talking about Revivify. We got that for, who did we get that for?
Generic.
Generic.
Then we bought you some diamonds, yeah.
5 diamonds to use between the two of us.
Polymorph is fun.
What's that? Let me look at it. Transforms a creature that you can see within range into a new form. An unwilling creature must make a wisdom saving throw to avoid the effect. This would be great if I had charm creature on my list.
Well, like, think of this. You can take, like, an enemy and turn them into a field mouse. You can love them and squeeze them and hug them and make them your best friend.
Mm. Could I do this on, like, a purse? Could I do this on Bainder?
Maybe, but they probably will resist it. But, like, so you can make them into something else while we're dealing with it or whatever. But as soon as their hit points drop to 0, kind of like when you shape change.
They kind of form back, yeah.
They turn back, yeah. It's pretty fun. Reincarnate, turns you into something else. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know either. I'm sorry.
Oh, you're fine. That's the only reason I'm like mentioning things in case you guys didn't know like what's available.
Maybe we can do some mass cure wounds. That's on my spell list.
Yeah. Or the mass healing words is good too.
Okay.
If we're all knocked down, that's 300 mass healing word.
Okay.
But cure wounds is nice, like if we're all hurting, so like you'll get 1d8 plus your spell casting modifier, whereas you get 1d4 plus like your wisdom on the healing word. So the 1d8 is kind of more hit points for sure.
What about greater restoration? What's that?
Well, that's
the scroll of greater restoration is a bit more expensive. It would be 1,280 gold.
Maybe not do that one then.
I don't know. It's pretty good. So you get something like a curse or a disease or something. You could remove it with that.
Okay.
Utility stuff is great.
Okay, what is it?
So are we doing greater restoration and cure wounds? Do we have enough for that?
Probably. I can always throw in some to this pot.
There is a chance of failing these scrolls. I can't remember if it consumes a scroll, though. Do you remember, Generic?
You have to roll, but I can look that up real
quick. Okay, so we're doing mass healing word, right? That's only 300.
Yeah.
How much is greater restoration?
I'm not sure if we want one or two of those in case of a bad roll.
We can do two.
Well, each one would be 1,280 gold.
Oh, yeah. So if you fail it.
1,280 for the greater restoration.
So the DC is 10 plus the spell's level. So if it's a 5th level spell, it'd be DC 15. So you'd roll your D20 and add your wisdom. On a failed check, the spell disappears from the scroll with no effect.
So it'd be good to have two of those if it really mattered.
Okay, so should we have two of the mass healing word as well then?
Probably if it's higher level.
No, it's I think that's level like 1 or 2.
Oh no, that's higher than that.
Is it?
Oh yeah.
Healing word. Oh, mass healing word. Okay, never mind. Hold on.
It's only level 3 though. 3rd level spell, you can do that.
Okay, yeah.
You wouldn't have to. Yeah, you wouldn't have to make a check on that one. Only on like level 5 and higher, probably, right? Because you can cast 4th level spells.
Yeah.
Okay.
Erevan, is there something you need?
Not specifically. Maybe it would help to have some sort of rod or wand or something, but I'm kind of just waiting for everyone else to finish getting what they need.
Well, you were talking about the wings of flying, right?
No, I think someone else was.
That was me. You guys have bags of holding? Anybody?
Should we get one?
I think so. Somebody can carry all our junk that we loot. And cooked chicken. But he falls back.
I volunteer as tribute. I'll carry around the bag of holding.
Amir whistles. He's like, ah, black packs.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Fine.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot
okay,
about
so those. We just shove fine, everything yeah. in our black packs.
I forgot twice.
Oh, okay. So we already have that feature. Is that what we're saying?
Yeah. Essentially, Amir has managed to find bags of holding and turn them into backpacks that you each have.
Nice.
I don't know until now, your characters probably might not have realized that they were bags of holding.
Oh, so do I need to put that somewhere?
You've made a custom item
of holding.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, because I noticed.
Add back. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, I mean, I noticed that I have like a weight thing on here.
Right. So you can go ahead and add a bag of holding to your character. And if there is a rename feature, if you wanted to call it a black pack, you can. But strictly speaking, every character has a bag of holding.
Okay.
Sweet. I'll be right back.
Anybody that happens to look at their backpacks a little closer would see that there's instructions on them that says, do not put inside of one another.
Wait, why don't we put the black packs inside of one another? I look closer at it. Like,
because it go boom.
Black hole?
What would happen is a gate to the astral plane opens up. Any creature within 10 feet is sucked through.
So essentially a black hole.
And sent to a random location on the astral plane. And then the gate closes, and it's one way.
Fun.
Yeah, that would be bad.
Who was it who just volunteered to hold them?
Nobody.
Wait, can you fall into your bag of holding? Is that what you just said?
You have 1 minute of air if you go in.
Wait, I can go into my black pack?
Yes, you can.
For 1 minute.
Is this a way of hiding?
I like try to stick my head further into the black pack. I can do this.
Nobody's
I stick
gonna
my head
hear
back
you.
Out. Y'all didn't hear me.
Bags of holding are basically like
okay,
portals,
I jump feet
I
first
think.
Into my black pack and then I jump right back out. Holy shit, it's different in there. Very black.
It's a large empty room. Amir is a legend.
Clearly, this is really cool. I didn't know I could fit in there. I put my backpack back on my back.
Backpack on the back. How much do potions of superior and supreme healing cost?
Supreme healing is 1,350 gold. Superior healing would be 450 gold.
Interesting.
Do you feel like we should each have something on us for healing?
Probably.
Yeah.
I have three healing potions right now.
I don't think I have healing potions. If I do, I don't have them written down.
I think at a certain point, we all got two, and I think we frequently restocked on those regular healing potions.
Yeah.
So we have two healing potions.
I think. I have two healing potions written down, regular ones.
I probably never wrote it down.
We've been sitting here for like 2 hours just buying shit.
Yeah.
Shop till you drop.
How much do we have left in the party fund?
We're at 15,200, so...
We've spent 15,200?
Yes.
So that's so we still have like 35 left?
Yeah.
Well, minus 200, so that'd be 3480 or 800 rather?
Yeah. I might buy some sort of rod or wand. Ooh, how much is a rod of the Pact Keeper? Plus one and plus two.
A wand can do any spell, right? Like you don't have to have the spell.
I think so.
It depends on the rod or wand rather. The rod of the Pact Keeper plus one is 12,000 gold. Plus two is 16,000.
I'm assuming plus three would be much more expensive.
28,000.
12, 16, 28.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just noting all those down.
Yeah, I was fretting about having the map ready for today. That's why I moved it, moved our session, but then we did sit here shopping, so I feel bad about that.
Well, at least we'll have it ready next time.
Have passed without a trace.
And honestly, last night, I wasn't really in the D&D mood anyways.
Are you asking for a price on Pass Without Trace?
Yeah.
So the scroll would be 240 gold.
240 gold. It's a second level spell, so I can definitely do it. And then we can be masked from detection. A plus 10 dexterity on your stealth checks.
Wow.
Can't be tracked by magical means. Leaves behind no tracks or other traces of its passage. So we could all like just go in there and blind them. It doesn't say how many. Oh, you need ashes from a burned leaf of mistletoe and a spring spruce.
Mistletoe? Who's trying to kiss me?
Nobody.
It's range itself and target itself, so that pass without trace affects you.
And starts each with creature you choose within 30 feet of you.
Yeah.
Plus 10 bonus dexterity stealth checks. And you can't be tracked by any means, magical or otherwise, I guess. Oh, can't be tracked except by magical means. I read that wrong. Sorry. Can't read. A creature that receives this bonus leaves behind no tracks or other traces of its passage.
The components are built into the spell scroll.
Okay, so maybe we should get one of those.
Yeah, those components wouldn't be hard for your character to find anyway. And they aren't consumed by the spell when you cast it, so you just need them the once. So you don't have to carry like a catalog of mistletoe and spruce.
How much did you say that was?
That was 240, I believe. 240 gold, yeah.
One of the requirements for generic is that you provide him with a Heward's Handy Spice Pouch.
A what?
A Heward's Handy Spice Pouch. It's a common magic item. This belt pouch appears empty and has 10 charges. By holding the pouch, you can use an action to expend one of its charges. Speak the name of any non-magical food seasoning, such as salt, pepper, saffron, cilantro, and remove a pinch of desired seasoning from the pouch. A pinch is enough to season a single meal. The pouch regains 1d6 plus 4 expended charges at dawn.
And how much is this?
It's a common item. I don't know. Common magic item.
Probably not much.
All right. That's fine, I guess.
75 gold.
Fine. Take it. Take two.
Oh. the tastiest chicken.
Oh, God. We got generic seasoning chicken and more flavoring. I don't even know what is it that he flavors. Is it just water?
Yeah, soda pop.
Fizzy pop, right? Wasn't that it?
Yeah, something.
Fizzy pop, soda pop, whatever works.
Yeah.
Fizzy pop sounds more unique.
Generic will say, the two pouches, he'd be like, ranch, hot sauce. He makes buffalo rings.
Well, glad you had everything you needed for that.
So I don't mind doing some more shopping as we get onto the road, or I should say at the next session, like at the beginning, if you guys think of anything else to add.
We spent the whole time shopping.
Yeah. I did post the map so that y'all can see where we're starting off, kind of give a idea of where we're going to be at the next session.
Generic is just called Paladin. It truly is generic.
Oh, now I see it. Oh, wow. That's a random road. Yeah. With a lake. A weird lake that's lots of triangles.
So this is the east road that heads towards Bainder. It's a very rough road. So this is slow going for the wagons and carts that are being pulled along. You are near the chicken coops at the moment. So the wagons behind you guys have all the chickens. It's probably pretty loud. Amir stopped off at the temple to go negotiate with the goblin tribe that lives there to make sure that you guys get safe passage.
I mean, if we don't, we'll just cut all their heads off. Easy.
Yeah, that's what Amir's trying to prevent. But yeah, so that bridge, as you can see, is quite small. And the wagons have to be lifted across the bridge and then reassembled on the other side. So it's a bit slow at the moment. As all of the characters that are around you and yourselves are kind of watching this go on, Hair Fox kind of stops and looks at all of you. Hair Fox being the Earl Marshal, and kind of like holds up his hand as to say, be quiet, and like looks to the south past the temple. And in the distance, you guys, all of you can hear like the like mechanical sounds, like in the far distance coming over a rolling, one of the hills that roll down towards you.
Oh shit, we better fucking run. Fuck is that? Mm-hmm. We gonna die? Mm-hmm. No!
Who's making such racket?
I love the, go back to sleep. You can just die here.
What packets did you guys pay for again? Was it the platinum package?
Eventually, as you look, and Hair Fox goes and starts trying to get people to come back across the bridge and form like lines and stuff, you see like a large amount of clockwork creatures marching over the hill and running towards your position.
Horrid. Damn it.
Hair Fox hops on a pony and starts running up and down the line as it forms. I'll set that up on the map later. But trying to encourage people and get them ready to hold it off and protect all the chicken and all the various things that are being transported. And then you hear a large ringing sound. It sounds like, imagine like a ship's horn. To your characters, it's just like this very loud howl. And dropping down from the sky is a clockwork dragon.
No.
Holy shit! What the fuck?
I hope we brought some of those mechs with us.
Oh no. Oh no.
Oddly enough, something else that stands out on the ground is like an oozy golem that's running next to all the clockworks.
An oozy golem? don't ooze on me.
And atop the dragon, of course, you all see Morad. That's where we'll leave off.
Fuck. Charm person on Morad. No, I'm just kidding. That wouldn't work anyway. He's already charmed, isn't he?
Yeah, he is charmed. Oh, I will add one more thing, I suppose. Before anybody gets to really react, that clockwork dragon comes in real fast and comes through the line and shoots flame and fire onto the carts of chicken and just starts burning, setting them all on fire.
Son of a bitch.
He burnt your chickens. The poor things. They were going to get eaten anyways.
Everyone's going to say, well, that's what I call well done.
It just leaves behind ash.
They're not even cooked. They're just ash?
Yeah, they're not cooked. They're just ash and there's feathers flying everywhere. As he flies by. Sorry.
My chicken.
You hear Morad as he flies by all of you just shouting with like a little horn, and it's coming out of the clockwork like a PA system, basically. Mm. He's like, I'm here to ruffle some feathers.
I throw a javelin.
All right. Yeah, that's where we can leave off. We'll start off with the javelin throw.
We can do it now. It's a 9.
Oh, it's a miss.
Rage-filled javelin throw.
We should have got a warning thing.
Who created that character? He's such an asshole.
Okay.
Of particular note, I would point out that the dragon seemed very careful not to hit any actual people.
Just the chicken?
Oh, yeah.
PETA's going to be mad.
So sad.
At least we didn't get hit.
The real question is, are you guys going to be under breach of contract when I have no chicken?
Well, we provided you with chicken. There was an accident. Should be covered under the insurance.
We gave you chicken and you didn't eat it. And now it's all gone. That sounds like a you problem.
Right.
Oh, well, I never.
Summon a chicken for you later.
Deal.
I'll lay you an egg later so you can have your little fucking mayonnaise for your hair.
Are you... You gonna turn into a chicken just to lay an egg for my hair mayonnaise?
Yeah, sure, why not? I'll lay you a few eggs so I don't have to do it so often.
Oh, jeez.
No, be nice.
Here's Mora trying to start some party drama.
Ruffling some feathers as he promised.
I'm glad that you know me well enough to know that my jokes are bad. To say bad jokes. I appreciate that.
That was in his letter. He warned you.
That's why we can't have nice things. Every time I got a character obsessed with something, you kill it.
I didn't kill him.
The chickens are dead.
Oh, no, that was Morad.
Okay.
Tell me Morad wouldn't do this.
Yeah, he 100% would.
He's going to be like, steak is better than bacon.
Bacon. Speaking of bacon, do we have any bacon? Damn, we forgot the bacon.
I'm sure there's a hog cart somewhere. Lots of livestock coming along this. He's just ravaging at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Conjure woodland beings, bunch of seagulls. Mine.
Yeah, that's. I think that's the end of the session, though.
All right. Well, shopping session, not too bad. Fun times.
Maybe we should use the thing of detection so that he can't find us when we start next time.
Run!